104.5 The Zone drops the puck on Nashville Predators Hockey Talk. This is the Neutral Zone, presented by Lion Zone, with Christopher and Darren Martell, and Alex Doherty of A to Z Sports, from the Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lion Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Christopher Martell alongside Alex Doherty from A to Z Sports and Darren Martell from Idiotville, Oregon. Nice to see you, Darren.
Hello.
I'm not so much, you know.
Are you offended yet?
I'm not offended by the name of the city, but what I'm just kind of just jaw-dropped at. Who comes up with these names?
You're the vice mayor of Idiotville,
yes,
aren't you?
You are vice the vice mayor.
Who's the mayor then?
Me, I could be the mayor, yes. Oh boy. Okay, so first off, Neutral Zone at Neutral Zone 104.5 on Twitter is our show handle. You can feel free to call in at any point in time in this show, 615-737-1045, to give us your thoughts, because tonight is time for the Preds Royal Rumble. And I let me see, hold on.
It's gonna be a slobber knocker.
Yeah, hey, do me a favor, Albanese. I want you to type in SNES Royal Rumble theme, and I want you to put that up, and I want you to pipe that through, please, if you can, so I can explain the rules of this fiasco we're getting ready to do.
Fiasco. He already knows it's a fiasco, so this is so promising for us.
Okay, last year, Mike Santorelli was the winner.
I don't want to remember that. I'm sorry.
So this year, it's the... Yeah!
this is my childhood.
This is so good. Okay, this is... the 2020 Mike Santorelli Memorial Predators Royal Rumble.
You forgot to blow on the cartridge before you played the game.
Okay, so here's the rules for the Royal Rumble, okay? One man in the ring at all times. It's not like the real Royal Rumble where you can have 50,000 men in the ring at all times.
Are you going to have me and Alex throw each other over the balcony over there?
I'm going to pick. I got a stack of cards here, okay? There's 55 Predators players in this stack of the 270 players that have ever played for the Predators. I have a pool of 5 mystery players that I'll add later into the game. Okay, so of these 55, I'm going to pick one to start out with, and that person's going to go in the ring.
Okay.
And when every 2 minutes for this first segment, as long as we got, you're going to either keep your current man.
I give up.
keep your current man.
Did you just Gilbert yourself and throw yourself out of the ring?
Let me get to this because we're going to run out of time.
It sounds cool.
You got to keep your man or you pick a new one, okay?
Don't lie to him.
Now here's the thing. Your current man in the ring cannot last more than 10 rounds. So after 10 rounds, he's got to go.
He's got to go.
After 20 rounds, I'll throw in the 5 mystery players. And after 30 rounds... man left in the ring is the 2020 Preds Royal Rumble winner. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Perfect. So every 2 minutes, I'm.
And what are we basing this on?
Absolutely nothing.
It's our own criteria.
Whoever's the winner is the greatest Preds player to ever live.
Well, what I'm saying is, if I want to pick from the box, if I want to pick from the mystery stack.
No, you can pick from this stack.
No. Okay. But what I'm saying is, let's say that the
Andre Kostitsyn is the greatest Predator.
Let's say that the person in the ring is, I don't know, Mike Fisher.
Okay.
If I just want to keep him in there,
I will pick.
Oh, but he can't last more than 10 rounds. That's
correct.
Right.
Okay, correct. Yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm going to pick the first entrant. Okay. And then we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then when 10 seconds come up, you guys get to choose.
We need Howard Finkel in here to kind of announce what's going on.
No, we don't. Okay. We don't need Howard Finkel. Here we go. Ready? So you have to debate amongst yourselves the merits of this particular player and why you should keep him or why you should trash him.
That's kind of what I meant. Yes, it's like the merits of keeping them versus, yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. First player in the ring, Kevin Klein. He is your first player in the ring.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we're talking about keeping him or not?
Yes,
keeping him. I'm going to keep him because of that sweet goal he had against Detroit in the playoffs.
So we're talking about best Nashville Predator of all time?
It is so subjective. You remember,
he had the goal, but who led the 4 defensemen on Detroit?
Marty Erat.
Yeah, and then Kevin Klein had that killer goal to kind of seal it away for the
Preds. Marty Erat took 4 Detroit Red Wings players.
That's when you know the series was over.
Yes, yeah, it was so bad.
Okay, so let's just get. I'm going to pull up some numbers while we're talking
sure,
about
sure,
this.
Sure, that's fine.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Also, Kevin Klein was a very, very angry man. You know, he fought.
His face looked angry.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Very handsome man.
Yeah, very handsome.
So we have to kind of collaborate now to see if we want to keep this guy in.
Okay, so here's some baseline stats. He played 403 games for the Predators, which is a substantial amount. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. Which covered 9 years. 82 points in that, but he was a very traditional defenseman. He didn't do a lot of offense.
60 seconds.
Okay. Wow. All right.
We've got time now, don't we?
But I would say this. Now, he, for being such a traditional defenseman, he did not rack up a lot of penalty minutes, and so he was a pretty clean player.
Oh, see, there's no negatives then to go off of. There's no reason.
Doesn't get a lot of points.
There's no reason why Golga should come out here and throw this guy over the top rope. I think we keep Kevin Klein.
For at least one round.
Yeah,
but it's a good start. I mean, I think he deserves to stay in at least for now.
20 seconds.
So who gets to decide?
You decide.
No, so we have to come to consensus.
Yes, you have to come to consensus.
All right, let's keep him in around. Right. Yeah.
So what happens if we can't come to a consensus after 2 minutes? Oh, no. This is pressure. Okay, we're keeping him in, right?
Yeah, let's just keep him in.
All right, cool.
Keep him in? Okay.
He's sitting on the top turnbuckle right now with the Stone Cold watch.
You have ejected Jordan Tutu from the Rumble. Jordan
Tutu is out.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I get it now. I think I see the mechanics of
all right,
this.
All okay. right.
That was a good ejection.
We're going to keep it to 90 seconds. 90 seconds, and then we're going to do it because I'm going to run out of time if we don't do this. So.
Now, Jordan Tutu, very popular player, but was Kevin Klein.
He also punched Stephon Robidas square in the mouth.
Well, yeah, that's a controversial play for both sides. I personally loved it.
Of adding actual like content and good play on the ice, Kevin Klein's probably better than Tutu.
Yeah, I would agree.
In terms of on ice, like you said, skill, more like, memorable.
It's when it comes to the puck on the ice, Kevin Klein probably a better player at that part of the game, which is an important part of the game.
So basically what's just happened is Jordan Tutu has come into the ring.
And he has been
punched in the mouth and right over the top. Did his foot get tangled in the ropes?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, just unceremoniously, he was thrown out. Yes.
I don't know. Jordan, I mean, of course, everyone knows him.
You have 30 seconds before the next one. You have to decide whether you're going to keep Kevin Klein here or you're going to eject him for somebody else. You kept him for one round.
You did keep him for one round. All right.
Yeah.
I think let's bump him here.
Let's bump him. All right.
You're going to bump him?
Yeah. Have you shuffled these cards?
I have shuffled them. I have no clue who I'm picking.
During the commercial break, I want to do a little cut.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay. All right. I think we're gonna boot Kevin Klein. Yeah, that's what we decided.
He tripped. He tripped out of the ring. You
ready?
Sorry, Kevin. Goodbye, good sir.
He's over the top! Dan Hamhuis has eliminated Kevin Klein.
Well, I mean, in terms of a tenured Predators player.
I mean, talk about a guy that has a lot more, you know.
This is his second tour with Nashville?
Second tour, yeah. This is, he retired from.
Does he have a goal yet this season?
Retired from Nashville. Right off the bat, more games, more points, more goals, more assists, more penalty minutes.
Yeah, more goals. You have 60 seconds.
He does have more goals.
Okay, I know. I'm just saying, you have 60 seconds.
Dan Hamhuis, probably deserves to be in there for if Kevin Klein stays in for a round.
I don't know. I just don't like Dan Hamhuis's look. I mean,
what did he ever do to you?
I think he's ugly.
Wow. Okay, that's not nice. Okay. He is a nice guy. He's super cool.
He looks like a low-level like legislative representative or something.
I thought you were going to say goon.
low-level guy
in the mafia.
I would vote for him in my local election.
Maybe.
Made me want an attractive legislator.
Keep him in. We kept Kevin Klein
right,
in for a round.
You're right.
Keep him in.
You're going to keep him
in. Yeah, we're going to keep him in.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, let's do it. Keep him in. Dan Hamhuis is
in. One foot hit the floor. He's back in.
All right.
We have booted.
You have booted Steve Sullivan.
Oh.
Ooh. That's a rough one.
That is a rough one, gentlemen.
Contemporaries, too. They were on the same teams.
Then he went to the Penguins.
Don't feel good about that.
No, I don't either.
Steve Sullivan, here's the thing. Steve Sullivan was a Chicago Blackhawk, so kind of a knock against him.
Yeah,
maybe a knock against him, but he also did have that thing where he got hit in the puck with the face of the puck, and then that guy made fun of him in the stands, and then that guy got hit in the face with
that
the puck.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment.
Yes. Okay, so now you have to choose between Dan Hamhuis and the next guy.
So basically, Steve pretty much got beat up on the ramp by an outside interference, and
Steve
he never got in.
Steve
he never got in the ring.
No, he got He got Keith Lee into the audience.
Titus O'Neil himself under the ring.
He fell and slid under the ring.
This is tough, but I think we should keep Dan Hamby standing another round.
Okay. Ooh. I agree.
Surely the next one's not going to be as good as Steve Sullivan.
Watch it be Pecorino.
It's going to be like a Vladimir Orsog or something.
Early 2000s.
Keep Dan Hamby's.
I like Orsog.
You booted Matthew Lombardi.
All right, that's fine.
Perfect.
All right,
good.
Dan Hamby, he's tough in the ring.
Oh, we avoided. Wow, that was big. We avoided disaster, just like the Predators did when they traded Matthew Lombardi.
Oh my gosh, that was such a Who did they trade him for? Robbie Slaney and Brett Lebda.
I think they traded him for just peace of mind. They were like, please give us peace of mind, Toronto, and take Matthew Lombardi off of our.
Are we going to keep Dan Hamby?
Yes.
Are we going?
Yes.
Okay.
He is currently sitting on the top turnbuckle waiting.
So you're still keeping Dan Hamby?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's only got. If you keep him here, he's got six more rounds left.
We kept him for Lombardi, but are we keeping him again?
That's what I'm asking. You've got 15 seconds.
Let's boot him. Let's boot him.
Okay, all right.
You know who it is?
I have no clue. I'm picking random cards here. Who booted Dan Hamby's? None other than Ryan Suter.
Pretty good.
We got a streak of defensemen here.
Hey, come on there.
Don't let David Poyle hear about that.
We have climbed the ladder from Kevin Klein to Dan Hamby's to Ryan Suter. That is a really solid, trajectory.
I think we're going to go ahead and boot.
We're going to do one more, and I'm going to make it a quick one, and then we're going to get to the rest of it. We're going to get to more of it next segment.
So
let's go ahead and have one more. Ryan Suter, you keeping him or no?
Yeah, of course we're keeping him. We kept Kevin Klein and Dan Hamby's.
I'll put my feelings aside. Fine.
Keep him.
Ryan Suter sends packing to Minnesota Scott Hartnell. Yay.
Aww. First draft pick.
Man.
That's a tough one, guys.
That is tough.
Really?
Scott Hartnell is out. Okay, wow. So after
big names.
Yeah. After seven rounds, Ryan Suter is in, and Dan Hamby's leads with three eliminations.
Grise is manager.
Yes, but
ringside with him.
Yeah, let me tell you, first and foremost, you know who really loves the Royal Rumble?
Who?
The great folks at Lionzone. Have you ever wanted to get your business to the next level? Have you watched your sales sputter and customer count plateau? Well, maybe you need a boost in the right direction. You need Lionzone. They've been around since 1999. They're a results-driven digital advertising agency that can do everything from lead generation, social, mobile, email marketing, websites, hosting, graphic design, digital advertising, and more. Whether you're looking to grow big or small, the great folks at Lionzone have your back and will get you where you need to go. Give them a call at 615-353-0402 or visit them online at www.lionzone.com. Lionzone, Nashville's leading internet marketing agency since 1999 and title sponsor of the Neutral Zone. After the break, rounds 10 through whatever. And we'll get to more of it. And we'll do more of the Predator Royal Rumble. Here shortly, this is the Neutral Zone powered by Lionzone on 104.5 The Zone. Back to the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on a 104.5 The Zone. This week, it is the 2020 Mike Santorelli Memorial Preds Royal Rumble. Mike Santorelli was the 2019 winner. He's not dead. We have just made him the memorial trophy holder.
Thank you for clarifying that, because there's going to be like news articles out.
You never know. Like, did he die? No.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
After seven rounds of the 2020 Preds Royal Rumble, we have seen Kevin Klein come in and boot Jordan Tutu before getting himself unceremoniously thrown out of the ring by Dan Hamby's, who then ejected Sullivan and Matthew Lombardi, until Preds fan favorite Ryan Suter has come in. And he has thrown out Hamby's. He has thrown out Scott Hartnell. Now, you guys need to choose in 15 seconds whether you want to keep Suter or you want to boot him.
Keep him.
Boot him.
No.
I think boot him.
All right,
boot him.
Boot him.
You're going to boot him?
Yep.
Boot him.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is a bad move. Boot him.
Ryan Suter. Oh, my gosh. He's ejected by Roman Yossi.
Yes. Oh, wait, no. That means Roman.
But you know what? That's actually your fan favorite move right there.
Yes,
I think fans would really love that.
No, that's great. That's perfect.
But in 10 rounds, he's...
he's going to have to be ejected eventually.
I mean, maybe, but...
yeah, I wouldn't consider him the best player of all time, but one of the greats.
I would easily say he's one of the greats. So you have about 30 seconds to decide whether you're going to keep him or move
on. I think definitely keep Roman Yossi.
I mean, we're keeping Roman Yossi for right now, for sure. Because, right now, he's a... he's obviously the best player on the team
right
now.
He's pulling his weight. So.
Roman Josi has ejected Kimmo Tiipinen.
Oh, I'm sorry,
wow,
Captain
what's
Tiipinen.
What's all these defensemen?
The captains. The two captains.
All these defensemen that are coming and going. It's just, you know, that the Predators are known for that.
I know.
It seems like the defensemen are the only ones who are actually doing stuff this year anyway.
We have to keep Roman Josi at least one more round. Because, well, first of all, he's probably the only guy that's probably, I mean, he's probably got the best chance to win a Norris Trophy.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah,
of any of that group.
So you're keeping Roman Josi?
Yes.
Yeah, keep him.
Oh my gosh, guys. Here we go.
We're booting.
The 10th, Greg Johnson has been booted out. Greg Johnson
first captain.
Is out.
First captain. Goodbye.
Let's keep on keeping him. Keep Roman Josi. Look.
First captain?
No, he wasn't. It was Tom Fitzgerald's first captain.
What year were you born?
1997.
Clearly, yes. So you guys like the fact, if you want to keep him, you can keep him for
seven
more
rounds. I am not going to be the one to kick Roman Josi out of anything.
No.
Seriously?
You know what? No. Let's kick him.
No.
Yeah.
One more. Look, that means he stayed exactly the same amount of time as Dan Hamhuis.
Oh, so you want to give him one more round than Dan Hamhuis.
At least give him
the rumble sometimes is not fair. Sometimes you get a sledgehammer to the chest. You know, Earl Hebner counts
your
pass.
Keep him. Roman Josi is ejected. Colin Wilson.
That's fine with me.
See you later, Colin.
That's fine with me. I would have felt bad.
I
would have felt bad had Roman got ejected by.
If we boot him,
yeah,
it's going to be a downgrade unless it's like Pecorine. That's pretty much the only option.
Even if it's Philip Forsberg,
maybe someone like that, but probably not. I mean, at least that would be a lateral move.
Yeah,
this is round 12.
Keep him again.
Keep him one more time.
That's four in a row. Right?
I'm afraid we're going to the well one too many times with this one. Trying to read what's behind the card, I can't.
Andy Delmore has been thrown out of the ring.
That's what I'm talking about. We could have been sitting on Andy Delmore.
He's got it on lock over here, you know.
Okay.
You need to go to Vegas.
Let's boot him.
You're booting him here.
Get one more. One more.
Wait, why? What's the reasoning? We've just booted some pretty weak options.
Well, I feel you're going to get Mike Santarelli again.
Look, there's 55 players in there. We've already booted guys like, booted?
I mean, if we get like Cliff Ronning, I don't think it's going to be.
Roman Josi has booted Ryan Suter, Kimmo Tiipinen, Greg Johnson, Colin Wilson, and Andy Delmore.
It's going to be Cliff Ronning. So
two or three of those is just like not even a question.
One more. Here we go.
Keep him one more round.
Keep him one more round.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You have booted Hall of Famer Peter Forsberg.
Well, that's fine.
Is it fine?
He was with Nashville. We had this argument last year. He was with Nashville for maybe a quarter of a season.
Okay, but people still have his jersey.
These people are probably thinking of the wrong Forsberg.
Yeah.
Wrong Forsberg?
Yeah.
Forsberg was better than, he was like a point per game player, right?
He was brought in to maybe help the Preds win their first playoff series, and it did not work.
It did not work.
Okay, we're going into round 14.
One more. I say
you're
one
keeping
more.
Him another round.
One more round. I say one
what
more round.
What do you
round.
Think, Alex?
Just one more.
Okay. All right. One more.
This is it.
All right.
Oh, I'm nervous. Oh.
Jonathan Blum has been ejected.
Okay. We are avoiding some serious catastrophes right here.
We can't go to the well anymore. I think
you have three more rounds of Roman Josi.
You want to ride it
out?
Let's do it.
We're going to ride it out. Roman Josi is just tearing people apart in his Royal Rumble.
I mean, we're talking about...
He's like Kane in the ring over here.
I mean, master of elimination.
Especially because he signed that contract. The guy might end up being on the Mount Rushmore of Nashville Predators.
Well, he has thrown out of the ring Thomas Vokoun.
That's a pretty big name. That's a big name. Not as big as Rene. That would have been worse if it was Rene, but that's a pretty big name. I mean,
are you going to keep him for two more?
Second best goalie ever in the franchise.
Mean, maybe that was the only one in the next stack of five that was.
I think it's time.
It's time. All right.
This is number 16.
Vokoun, here's what happened. Vokoun got mad at being tossed. He came in and illegally threw out Roman
Josi. You can keep him for two more rounds.
I say we toss him.
Or you can go ahead. This is round 16. We're going to 20.
Let's boot him.
Boot him.
Boot him?
Yeah. I think it's time to boot him. We have eliminated some pretty terrible.
Vokun hit him in the head with a stick like he got. I mean, that.
Oh, he's all Florida. He's drowsy right
we
now.
We already got rid of Andy Delmore. Boot him. Boot him.
Victor Arvidsson's thrown Roman Yossi out of the ring.
Oh, okay. Oh,
size differential, I don't think that could really happen.
He's wiry.
We are wire. No, Victor was so fast that he just breezed right by Roman, hit the rope, and just knocked him right over.
Victor Arvidsson has to be one of the most like fast-rising Predators players in terms of popularity ever, right?
This is almost more difficult than Roman Yossi to keep or to boot him because we're starting to get down to the slim pickings. It's all going to start being good players.
No one rose faster than him. I mean, so like Roman Yossi is a slow burn, so was Pekarinen. Mm-hmm. Philip Forsberg was a little bit like that.
But here's Victor.
Victor Arvidsson was like overnight, everyone loved him, yeah. Right?
We got to do four more.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say boot him.
What? Are you kidding me?
Hey, sometimes it happens in the Rumble.
You know who's coming up?
Undertaker once got
Bill
booted.
Holder or something.
What is it, Darren? Boot or keep?
Booting.
No, keep.
Booting.
Keep. I'm going with Alex. We're going
to
keep
you
him.
Can't, you have be to impartial. Keep Victor Arvidsson for at
Paul
least one.
Korea's been booted.
Alex.
Okay, in my defense, Paul Kariya scored like a million goals and not with the Nashville Predators.
But he also is still leads the team in
points. He's the assist leader.
He also has the two highest seasons ever.
You were supposed to be impartial.
Or something like that.
You're over here like Earl Hebner, Montreal Screwjob over here.
When you can't agree, I'm giving it to the one person who hasn't had much of a say in this, and that's Alex. Because Darren's been like, let's boot him! We're going to boot him anyways!
You know what's funny, though? Victor Arvidsson has more points than Paul Kariya does in his national
that's
league.
Right.
You need to pick!
Keep him. Keep him.
Boot
one
him.
More round.
Boot him.
Nope, keep him one more round. Because we're about to get to round 20 where we add cards. Right?
No, I want to boot him.
We're keeping him.
Yeah, let's keep him. One more.
Look, Earl.
James Neal has been eliminated from the Preds Royal.
All right.
Fine.
All right, Earl, stay out of this.
And James Neal was a really fun player. But
yeah.
Victor Arvidsson, more lasting. He's obviously going to score a lot more. And
really, only thing
he's going to be in Nashville a lot longer than James Neal ever was.
We got two more.
James is like how much he did help.
Wait, when do we add the extra cards?
After these, we're going to the next segment. We'll have the five in there.
All right,
keep him.
We're keeping him one more round.
Oh, I guess it's not up to me, is it now, Earl?
Are we keeping him?
Boot him.
We're keeping him.
Then why do you even ask me?
Keep him one more round.
Tom Fitzgerald has been booted.
All right.
Okay. So you got to do one more.
Okay, let's say, I think Victor Arvidsson takes us through to the break, at least, and then we see.
Bortuzzo comes out of the audience and hits him with a sledgehammer.
There is a lot of recency bias here, because obviously Victor Arvidsson has done all this in the last few years. He's not having a great year, by the way, but I think we keep him.
Are we keeping him?
Yes.
Drake Berehowski's coming up.
So we're keeping him.
Yes.
Boy, Victor Arvidsson's having a good run.
He is.
He's in the crowd!
Out is Paul Gostad. Paul Gostad is out there. All right, we're up to round 20. The last 10 rounds are coming up, and we're throwing in five mystery players into the mix. I'm not going to tell you who the five are, but I'm throwing them into the mix, and afterwards I'll tell you who the five were.
All right.
We're going to get back to it and more. This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on 104.5 The Zone.
And now a message.
Back to the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on 104.5 The Zone. This is the 2020 Preds Royal, 2020 Mike Santarelli Memorial Preds Royal Rumble.
Preds Royal.
Here's your stats so far after 20 rounds. Roman Yossi has the most eliminations with 8 eliminations.
Marshall.
Victor Arvidsson is second with 5. Dan Hamhuis with 3. Suter and Klein both with 2.
I think we've done a really good job.
I think so.
You have. Okay, and now this is commendable. Now you've got the five mystery players have been added to the mix.
Everything seems great, and that's when the floor falls up beneath our.
Now I'm gonna tell you
how the turntables.
Yes. Now of these five, I told you this beforehand. Pekarinen is in this five that was just shuffled into this deck. Okay, so Pekarinen is now in this deck. If you pull Pekarinen, you could ride him out through the rest
of
the Royal
Rumble. What about Cale Hulse? Is he in there?
Could be.
See, it's going to be hard to like not
scary
ride.
Looking dude.
Well, you've got Victor Arvidsson in the ring right now waiting for competition.
Okay,
so what are you going to do?
Pekarinen at 6'5" comes in to Victor Arvidsson.
You got to make a decision.
Wait, boot him.
Victor Arvidsson.
Boot him.
Okay, boot him.
He had a good run.
It was Drake Berehowski.
Ryan Johansson has eliminated Victor Arvidsson. All right,
boot him.
So, I actually think I think we should keep him for one.
One?
Yeah, at least one. We're going to boot someone, but it could be Pecorine.
It could also be Bill Holder.
Right, keep him for one. I'll go with one.
So this is round 22.
But I'm going to say this. I'm agreeing to go with one. So, this was originally his decision.
I just want to point this out. Ryan Johansson has, since he's come on board with the Predators, he leads the team in points. Now, Roman Yossi's catching up to him, but he leads the team in points.
What do you think?
Definitely the most successful run in the Predators' history. Ryan Johansson leads him in points. Keep him for another
round.
So we're keeping Ryan Johansson for a round, yes?
This is it. I know. I've got a bad feeling right now.
Ryan Johansson has ripped off the beard of Ryan Ellis and has thrown him out of the ring. Ryan Ellis is out.
Ow.
Ryan
Ellis is out.
Ryan Ellis is out.
All right. That's not too bad. I mean, it's...
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But I think we boot Johansson.
But remind me again, how many cards do we have left in that stack?
You've gone through 22, so you have 38 left in this stack.
If there's 38 cards left in this stack, the odds are pretty good that we're going to still get someone worse than Ryan Johansson.
But the odds the odds of you getting Rene are 1 in 38.
Well, let's boot him. He's gone.
It's a bad decision.
He's gone. We're booting him.
Okay, boot him.
Oh my gosh. You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, booted.
We are booted.
Ryan Johansson has been booted by the Mr. Four Goal himself, Eric Nystrom. Eric Nystrom has booted Ryan Johansson.
See, this is where we have turned the corner.
Boot him.
This is great because this year it's going to be someone stupid winning the Royal Rumble like Mike Santarelli.
We are like when the Predators start seeing the other team score goals, and all of a sudden it's like, well, here we go again.
We made it.
Eric Nystrom, are we keeping him or are we booting him?
We're booting him. We are booting him.
Are you sure?
He went over the ropes with Ryan Johansson.
He was such a good DJ.
Working on his music on the airplanes.
Boot him.
Eric Nystrom has scratched his last record for Marty Erat. Marty Erat.
All right, he was good.
Obviously better than Eric Nystrom. And he also, was the catalyst for getting Phil Forsberg. I consider them two of the same player. Which, by the way, do you know that Forsberg, Forsberg is now two goals away from tying Marty Erat in all-time Predators
goals? How
crazy
is that?
That's nuts.
How crazy
161,
is that?
Martin Erat has 163.
See, I just respect Marty Erat so much, but boot him.
Are you guys going to boot Marty Erat after one round?
No, okay. No.
Okay, yes. This is round 25.
We're talking about, he is the all-time, he's the third in behind David Legwand. No, he's second. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds to come up with a consensus here.
I think
absolutely you have to keep him. You have to keep him for a round. If we kept Dan Hamhuis for two rounds, even early on.
Well,
we kept Kevin Klein for two rounds.
I was feeling around and getting my feet dirty. And
honor our brothers from Czechoslovakia and keep him in.
Wait, it's the Czech Republic now.
Keep him. Marty Erat spins around and bounces out. Jared Smithson.
All right, that's
Jared
fine.
Smithson.
The baby face himself.
Good call.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Jared Smithson's out.
Only thing I remember Smithson doing is that overtime goal in Anaheim.
Ooh.
Which was a great goal.
That was a good goal.
A great goal.
Huge goal.
Didn't 2-2 just like right from the behind the net, just wham, done. First overtime win. So, yeah, I give that to him, but you're gone.
You got five left. 26 round.
Let's boot him, but let's say he accidentally tripped out of the ring.
Think about it like this: we could keep Martin Erat, and he would be our all time.
I don't think he would. He's worthy of.
I'm just saying that's a strategy here.
Close, but
we could just say we could just say draw the next five cards, and Marty Erat is now our all time.
No.
Let's keep him one more round.
One more round. All right,
one more round. While we discuss,
did you already look at the next card?
Marty Erat eliminates. Joel Ward has been eliminated.
Okay, well, Joel was good too.
Yeah. Joel Ward's one of my favorites.
Joel was great. Yeah.
Joel Ward literally was awesome. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
He was great. When he scored that overtime goal against Boston, mm-hmm. I about jumped out of my chair. I love that for him.
Joel Ward was fun to watch and a prototypical Barry Trotz player.
I'm going to tell you, though, he is one of the nicest dudes I've ever met. Now, Pekka Rinne, of course, is the nicest human I've ever met in my life.
Is he?
But Joel Ward, yes, I'm not even kidding you about that.
Pekka Rinne is, yeah.
Yeah, Joel Ward was in the top
almost,
five.
Pekka Rinne is like almost like alien nice. It's like he's from an alien race of
peace.
People that don't breathe oxygen or eat food. They consume niceness as a way of surviving.
It's like an opposite of the outsider. He's the insider.
I bring you love. He's bringing love. Get him.
Now, we still have Martin Erat. By the way, I looked it up. Martin Erat is third all-time in goals behind Shea Weber, David Leguan, so.
Oh, what a list. What a list. You haven't even got to Shea Weber or David Leguan.
We're booting Marty. Marty's gone.
Boot him. Boot him.
You're booting Marty Erat.
Yeah, he's gone. He's out of the ring. He's gone.
Drop kicking Marty Erat out of the ring is Greg Zannon. All right. You know what?
I didn't mind old Baldy. I liked old Baldy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
you're at round 28 and Greg Zannon's in the
boot
lead.
Boot him. See, boot him.
Absolutely.
What's
boot
wrong
him.
With Greg Zannon?
Stone Cold lookalike trying to. No. Boot
you don't
him.
Like Greg Zannon?
No.
Greg Zannon was like a master shot blocker, right? He was.
That's about it.
He was really good at
it. So we're booting Greg Zannon.
Yes.
For sure.
All right.
Big bucks. No whammy.
Out grows Greg Zannon, and in comes Brad Hunt. Brad Hunt.
This is it. We
Who?
Have to boot him, or else Brad Hunt will be the 2020.
So, best. Here's why Brad Hunt is hilarious to me. Brad Hunt
be Bill Holder.
Got here in like January or something,
yeah.
And then got lost in Bridgestone Arena for a couple months, and then never saw the ice, and then they were like, who's that guy cooking the hamburgers? He's like, oh, I used to play defense. And then they traded him, and then he went and scored a bunch of goals for the St. Louis Blues.
Jeez.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay, so Brad Hunt, what are you doing?
Louis, we're booting him.
We're booting Brad Hunt.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the last round?
No, we got one more round after this.
Okay, yeah, boot Brad Hunt.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Brad Hunt gets lost on his way to the ring, and in place comes Pekka Rinne! Pekka Rinne is
him.
In the ring.
Boot him.
No, we're not booting Pekka Rinne.
Come on. I think we can get one better.
Holy crap. You guys got Pekka Rinne. I can't believe that.
All right, yeah.
That's perfect.
So what happens to the next round? I mean, can we have like a...
We just see who Pekka Rinne eliminates.
Who is going to...
Want to go ahead and eliminate Pekka Rinne?
No. I think we're good.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick one more. Let's go ahead and have the final countdown here.
We did it.
Okay, if somebody had to come out for like a beatdown after the match is over.
The Gilbert.
Yeah.
The Gilbert.
No. Like a post-match, Pekka's celebrating, but somebody from the crowd comes in just a beatdown.
Here comes Hornswoggle, also known as Shea Weber.
Shea Weber gets a beatdown on Pekka Rinne.
That would have been pretty good. If we had booted Pekka Rinne for Shea Weber, that would have been all right. We did it. We got the last two. I mean,
jeez.
Two
wow.
of
that
the...
kind of trumps my Mike Santorelli.
Now, listen. Okay, for all of our listeners out there, this was completely random.
Was.
I was not looking at none of this.
I can't say I did see him shuffle the cards.
I can't believe
that's
you're
pretty incredible.
That's
the path we took to get there was interesting.
Yeah.
We were very close to all-time best Predator Brad Hunt.
Well,
played three games with the Predators.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to go through the 30 players we did not select.
Okay,
you can see who we're in.
Hey,
who
next
left.
Year is the 2021 Pekka Rinne Memorial. I don't want to put that stigma on it, though.
This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on a 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on a 104.5 The Zone. We're here celebrating the 2020 Preds Royal Rumble winner, Pekka Rinne. Amazingly, I don't even know how that happened.
I feel good about it.
But I'm going to go over the 30
Here comes
players.
Pekka Rinne with a chair.
I think the fans would love that, you know?
If he came down with a chair?
Yeah, just started beating people over the heads with him.
Boom! Wham!
Here's the 30 players you didn't pick, okay? So I'm just going to. Marek Zidlicky. Okay.
Zidlicky.
Okay, whatever. Matthias Ekholm. Sergei Kostitsyn.
Ooh.
Rich Klune.
Wait, didn't Sergei like play like half a game once and just like?
Oh yeah, no, even something one shift. PK Subban.
Okay.
Scott Walker.
Huh.
David Leguand. Craig Smith. Mike Liambas.
Who?
Wow.
Shane Knighty.
We could 90? Have ended up with.
Was he wearing a 90?
Shane Hanity, yeah.
Antti Pilstrom. Philip Forsberg. Ryan Thang.
Is it Tang?
No, I think it's Thang.
I think it's Tang.
You do your thing.
I don't think it's Thang. Oh, my gosh. Ryan Thang. I'm pretty sure it's Tang.
Okay. Stu Grimson. Stu Grimson.
I'm just going to let that comment go.
Freddie Gougereau. Everyone's favorite Mike Ribeiro. Zach Stortini. Nasty Nick Tarnaski.
Wow.
Olli Jokinen. Dan Ellis. Cliff Ronning.
Oh, well, yeah.
I forgot Nick Tarnaski was on the Predators.
I forgot Dan Ellis was on the Predators.
Nick Spaulding. Simon Moser.
Dan Ellis was a fun season to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Bill Holder.
There he is.
Cali Yarncrook. Anthony Boteto. JP Dumont. Mike Fisher.
That would have been the other one that I...
Ramsey Abid.
Ramsey Abid.
Yes.
You didn't have Radek Bonk in there.
No, I didn't have Radek Bonk in there this year. No,
Wasn't that the vowel line? O-A-E, Abid, Erot, and Orzog?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
That was the vowel line that Pete Weber...
No, you're thinking
them.
Of Arkhipov was on that line.
Yes, yeah. Right. I'm thinking of Arkhipov.
Abid was
right.
Like during that year that they couldn't come up, they couldn't do anything good. You know?
Yeah. It's Arkhipov. You're right.
It was just
right.
So bad.
That was the vowel line.
Ramsey Abid played, and they were like, who?
Yeah.
Poor Ramsey. I like his name. It's like very Egyptian.
Ramses.
Yeah.
Imhotep. Just call him Imhotep.
The five cards you added.
Oh, the five cards I added. Five cards I added were.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was probably Pekka Rinne.
Pekka Rinne is one.
Mike Fisher.
Yes.
Shea Weber.
Yes.
David Legwand.
No.
Craig Smith.
Who are the other two?
Philip Forsberg. PK Subban.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I thought those were good. That was a good five.
It was. They were good.
To throw in near the end so they could at least be picked as a winner.
Yeah.
So
let's be real. He had Pekka Rinne in like 10 of those cards. Just said Pekka Rinne. Pekka Rinne.
Well, as we finish up tonight, first, you know, I want to talk about last week's games. Of course, you know, right now the Predators on a All-Star game break, which ends this weekend. And
on
they
a
one-game
winning
play.
Streak.
Yes, they are. They beat the Buffalo Sabres. And that was, you know, I think, in my opinion, I thought it was a very good win. But I also...
It didn't need to be that close.
Well, when they went down 1-0 against the Sabres team that could lock them down, I thought that they showed a lot of resilience not giving up and letting it get worse. And I thought a lot of that has to do with John Hines. I have been very, very impressed with what he's done with this team so far.
Yeah, John Hines has been great. I think he's kind of exactly what they need right now. I don't know how long it's going to take for a lot of their sort of mental cobwebs to brush off because they've really been in a bad place for a while now. But yeah, that was a good win. But they still are just in such such disarray in certain areas.
I'll be honest, one of the things I saw that was actually very relieving and refreshing to see was just actually consistent goaltending play by Pekka Rinne.
Yeah, that was...
In more than just like two games.
He played really good.
I mean, that's the number one thing that has to change and be more consistent.
As long as they get average to good goaltending from him the rest of the way,
yeah.
I think they have a chance.
I think it was interesting, and I wrote about this on AZSportsNashville.com, is that Ryan Johansson... has sort of had his role change. He's sort of becoming like this pseudo shutdown center. It's very odd. And because Hines after the game.
It is very weird. It is very strange.
After the game, he talked about, you know, the reason Austin Watson was in the line with Johansson was because the goal was for them to shut down Jack Eichel's line, which they pretty much did. They kind of canceled each other out.
We all sat there and wondered why Austin Watson wasn't even targeting the puck but throwing his weight around. But
at the same time, he doesn't need to be doing that.
No, but if you think of the way that John Hines is thinking here, have this guy go out, attack the players instead of the puck, giving Ryan Johansson more time to circulate with it and actually get some space out
and
there.
He scored a goal.
I honestly think that Austin Watson being on that line, as much as nobody wants him on that line, and there are a lot of the social media people out there don't want him even in the lineup. But I will say that I was very pleased at what John Hines did.
I think it was kind of a really neat tactical move, and that's kind of the thing you really don't see until the playoffs. and he's using it now in a regular season because he knows this is
kinda
like
dire straits right now.
Exactly, this is do or die time right now.
And I think they're gonna really. It's gonna be interesting what they do Monday against Toronto.
Bet with the player, bet with the bank.
Shut up,
player. Hard six coming out.
Austin Matthews is supposed to be back in the lineup.
Yeah.
So
and the Maple Leafs need to win too.
This upcoming schedule is going to be a real testament.
Three games to end the month of February or end the month of January.
January.
So we're leaving Jan. We're going to Feb.
Yes.
Well, we made it 55 minutes.
Stop.
Monday at home against Toronto. Wednesday at Washington against the Capitals. Thursday at New Jersey against the Devils. What do you guys think?
Wow.
I'm going to say 2-1.
I think they go 1-1-1. I bet they lose. They're definitely losing in Washington.
Right. I think they
really
beat
good.
Toronto, New Jersey.
I think they lose in overtime to Toronto. They lose to Washington, and then they beat New Jersey.
3-0.
They need a 3-0. They do. They really do.
I think for some reason after this All-Star break, you're going to be looking at this team going, okay, you know that's what they, 3-0. Okay, all right. I like what I'm seeing. And then I think they're going to turn it around. I just have this gut feeling they're going
to
turn it around.
There's a lot of ways to project this, but a playoff projection or odds projection that I just saw yesterday was 48% for the Predators to make the playoffs.
That sounds about right.
Below 50%. Yeah. So it's been a long time since the Predators have been below 50% and this late in the season. Normally it's like, they're like 80%, 90%.
Where were they in about the same in 2016?
Yeah, the Stanley Cup run, it was pretty iffy there for a while, but they went on a crazy run starting kind of about now.
This is definitely a different scenario, different circumstances. Yeah. But I really have this gut feeling that it's just going to turn around. Not magically, but I think they're going to find their identity in the next three games, and I think it's just going to go from there. And I think John Hines is going to be the answer that this team needs. I
sure hope so.
Yeah.
Because this team throughout the whole month of January didn't look like a playoff team. It got Peter Laviolette fired.
Yeah.
And John Hines, I think, is slowly building towards the product that he wants to be on the ice.
Quite frankly, they look like the Cleveland Browns, to be real.
Always got to take a jab at him, don't you?
Might as well throw Ramsey a beat out there.
Did you see the commercial? You always got to throw.
Shut up, Darren.
There was a commercial during the AFC Championship. I know this is a hockey show, and it was pretty much like this Baker Mayfield's in like the locker room, and his wife's like, shut off the lights. And he clicks the button and it says, see you next season. That's all it says.
Yikes.
Next week it'll be me and Alex. Darren's been fired from the show.
I cannot be fired.
Oh no. So 1-1-1, 3-0.
I really think it's going to be 3-0. I think everyone's going to be like, this is shocking, which you got to take at that point.
Well, I mean, you've also got to look at, February is not going to be too kind to them either. They start with Vegas on February 1st.
I didn't say any of these wins were going to be like blowouts. I think it's going to be 1-2 goal games, empty netters.
If they're going to get a start, the start needs to come at the end of January.
Colton Sisson's in Milwaukee on a conditioning stint. That's really good news.
Hey,
excellent news to add in there as well.
They have one player in the All-Star game. That's Roman Josi. That gives players ample time to rest, ample time to practice.
You know what's going
to
be great? Roman Josi is going to see his good friend Shea Weber there, too, who should be competing in the Hardest Shot Contest.
Ooh.
Get back his title.
Must-see TV.
Must-see TV.
Right through the net. What?
Nothing. You can get Darren on Twitter at TNorman87.
What? The Norman. What?
T or the Norman.
T Norman.
Alex on Twitter at AlexDougherty1.
T Norman.
You can get our producer, Ryan Albany, is on Twitter at RockandRudy1053. You can get me at KMartell_sports. You can get the show at NeutralZone1045. Didn't have time for the Kobayashi Maru.
Don't tell people it's T. Norman.
It's going to go to John Hines. I thought John Hines deserved it this week. He is on the board with a Kobayashi. Come on in next week. We're going to be right here. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. As always, this is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lion Zone, a 1045 The Zone.
Good night, Ellen.